thank you for joining us on this series of podcasts about men in early years childcare. I'm Cathy Brodie of CathyBrodie.com. I've been investigating the lack of men in early years childcare by sharing the accounts of men who currently work in the sector and exploring what it is that they enjoy about their job. Today I'm joined by Stephen McEwen, a nursery practitioner in the Learning Curve Nursery Group currently working at Bluebell Lodge in Blackpool in the preschool room. Welcome to the podcast, Stephen.
Hello.
Hi. First of all, can you just give us a bit of a flavour of how you started in early years? What drew you into this sector at the beginning?
Well, when I was at high school, I actually did my work experience at a nursery, which was something a bit different, especially for a male to do. So I did my 2 weeks work experience at a nursery in Blackpool. I enjoyed my time there, and I got speaking to, obviously I was the only male at the time in that nursery. I got speaking to the women in there, and they said I did really well over the placement, and it's something that they kind of cry out for males to work and help out with the children, because you get a different bond. Yeah. And things like that. So from there, I kind of went away from that. I went to college, and then I got into, I did some sports coaching for Blackpool Football Club, which is basically, I do a thing called kicks, and it's getting children off the street to play football in Blackpool at nights, like Friday, Saturday, Monday. And I did that, I've done that for like the last 3 years, and that's for children aging from 6 to 21.
Wow, really?
So yeah, so I've been doing that since I was 18. So I got the feel working with children and stuff, and then I worked in a shop as well, just to keep me going. And I heard from someone about a job coming up at Bluebell. Would I be interested? And I kind of, this was like when I was 21. There was an apprenticeship open. Would you be interested? And I thought, well, yeah. Obviously, I enjoy working with children already anyway, so they're a bit older, but I thought I did it, it was worth experience, so why not give it a bash? I came for the interview, did very well, had a few play dates with the children, and I got the job, and then from there, I've kind of just got on with it. Obviously, I've done my level two and work as an apprentice. Now, yeah. I'm qualified, I'm working towards my level three at the moment.
And are you still working? Are you still working with the disadvantaged children in the football arena?
Yes. I have two jobs. So I go from on a Monday and a Friday. I go from work to work. I work here, and I finish. And I start my other job at 6.
Wow.
So I've been doing that since I've started here. I enjoy my other job as well, just as much as this one. The other one's obviously only part time, but I'm very into football, and I'm very into. It's getting the children off the streets and things like that, and giving them something to do. So it all works in line with what I want to do as I go on, getting older and stuff. And I always think you can never have too much experience.
So true, I've
kept the other job, and I do this one, and I enjoy them both.
So you're working towards your level three. Do you see yourself progressing through and maybe going on to a foundation degree or doing a degree after that?
There's a few girls at work here that are currently doing their foundation and stuff. They go to a university one day a week. And when I interviewed to get this job fully, I said that maybe I could see myself being they've never had a male practitioner as a room coordinator or anything like that. And obviously I learn a lot each day, so. It's something that I wouldn't cancel out. Obviously do my level three, and if I'm still enjoying the job, then why not progress and try and get more qualifications, and then that can only help me in the future if I want to be a room coordinator and go up to management or something like that.
Oh yeah, I think that'd be an excellent thing to do, and especially if Bluebell are supporting people to do that. You know, as you say, there's no reason why you shouldn't at all, and it's definitely something to aim for, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's about 4 or 5 girls here that go to university one day a week, and they still work in. They're always supported. obviously through Bluebell and through Learning Curve Group. So
yeah, yeah.
It's something that I'll definitely look at when I've completed my level three.
Yeah, definitely make the most of that. Absolutely, certainly. So you're currently working, did you say, in the preschool room?
Yeah.
What is it that you particularly like about that age group with the preschoolers?
Well, like I said, like, because I've done my other job out there from like 6 to like 21. So obviously you can always hold a conversation with them, like them
yeah.
children. I like the fact that you can, at preschool, you can kind of hold a conversation with them. Mm-hmm. They've all kind of got their own characteristics and things like that.
Yeah.
They've kind of got their own little bit of humour. Yeah. You can kind of have your own humour with them. So I enjoy all that because I know as you get like younger, obviously the toddlers and things are only just starting to pick up words, and so
yeah.
it can be more difficult to hold a conversation and things, and I'm one for talking. So
do you see that an important part of your role, having that sort of speech and language and that interaction with children?
Yeah, but I'm always talking to them about all sorts of jobs. I want to like make up stories with them all. Currently, like our group really are into pirates.
Fantastic.
So I just like we sit on the book mat and I'll make up a pirate story and they'll join in and we'll make up our own pirate story that'll last like 10-15 minutes just through nothing, like we've got no props,
yeah.
no book, no nothing, just out of their imagination, my imagination.
Yeah.
And it's good that they can all join in. I've made up a song for them. It's good to like that I can hold a conversation with them all,
yeah,
and
yeah.
that's what I mean. With they all have their own little bit of humour, and they can tell you little funny things that might happen at home. And
yeah,
I enjoy that. That's what I enjoy about the room. I'd rather work with the older children, I think.
Yeah, so it is. It's sort of having those interactions and really sort of getting to know them in depth, rather than that sort of surface knowledge that you might have if you're in and out of the room, possibly. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Oh, it sounds like you're having a fantastic time with that particular group of children. Have you encountered any specific difficulties with being a male in childcare at all?
Personally, not really, no. I'd say like all the parents here and staff are like really warm to me. I've heard of bits about males, like obviously from parents not happy. I've heard a couple of times about maybe like they're not happy with changing bottoms and things like
yeah,
that, toilets.
Yeah.
I know that's a big thing. But personally, I've not had any complaints about that or any parent going to my manager and saying anything about myself doing it. All the parents seem to be kind of like, open to the idea, which is a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. Do you still find that you're the only male when you go on training courses and things like that?
Yeah, I went to my first aid.
Oh, yeah.
It was a few months ago. I went and did my first aid and, there was 12 people on it. 11 were girls and it was just me.
Yeah.
The first aid teacher was a male himself.
Ah.
So I was the male and most of the demonstrations occurred on me. He did them on me.
Yeah.
And then obviously, like when you've got to, like we sort of say things like that, you've got to have a partner to do it. And he was just like, you know, he made a joke of it. He was like, you've got to be careful, obviously with it being women and things like that. And he said, as a male to me, he was like, because he's obviously a first aider. He said about parents might be a bit wary if a male practitioner had to maybe resuscitate a child and things like that.
Yeah.
Rather than it being a woman, he was the one that pointed that out to me. But yeah, I think because I'm kind of the only man within Bluebell, I've kind of used to going on all the training courses and things because we all go on them together and I'm the only male there. So
yeah,
it's no difference to me.
Yeah, so that's normal life for you then, isn't it? That's
yeah.
just what you expect. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm used to just being surrounded by a lot of women at the moment, yeah.
Yeah. And what a lovely thing that is too, eh? Dare you say otherwise. So what sort of things do you do at Bluebell Nurseries? I know there's a few nurseries in the group, isn't there? What sort of things do you do at the different nurseries to make the environments more welcoming for men? Not only for yourself as a practitioner, but also for dads, granddads, uncles and so on, who may be coming into the settings?
I don't think we do anything to like discourage any, obviously any males coming into the setting. I think I think most, like the parents within all nurseries, kind of, they all know they're all welcome. Like, obviously, the parents' evening and things. Like, a lot of, I notice a lot of dads like drop off in the morning and things like that. And I feel like the dads like get on with the girls, like the women and things like that, and to get on, like when I speak to them personally, they get on with me. And I think it always helps to have a male, like speaking to a male as well sometimes, like you can talk about different things and get a little bit of a bond, even if it's just like talking about, oh, did you watch the football the other day, something like that. But like you're getting a bond with someone's like parent just through doing that. Like I say, I wouldn't say we do anything over the top to encourage them in. I'd just say it's just a friendly environment where there is nothing to say. You know, we don't accept what you say over what mum says, if you get what I mean.
Yes. So you don't say, well, actually, I'll check that with mum. Thanks very much.
At the end of the day, they're as equal a parent as mum. So what they say, you know, we go with as well. It's just kind of like an easy going like settings.
I think that is interesting that that I think men talking to men obviously do have different topics of conversation, don't they? And I think that's quite interesting that you can key into that maybe a bit more, especially with your links with football as well, and with the Blackpool Football Club. I think that must be quite a nice common ground for many people.
Yeah, well, like a few of the parents obviously within my room know that I have another job and things like that, because they'll see me leaving work to go to work. So obviously the dads, I've had like a few parents, one parent asked me, you know, if I could help him out getting a signed football from Blackpool for something and things like that. So, you know, like it does help, and it helps the fact that like, we can have like a bit of a different conversation. You know, like I know they're here to pick the child up at times and drop them off and stuff, but you know, like I feel if you get a good bond with the parent, then you're halfway there, aren't you? You know, but they're the ones that are paying for your talk after their child.
Absolutely, and you know, we know how important the home learning environment is, and keeping those emotional bonds going is so important, aren't they? Definitely, yeah. So, I mean, I know that you've worked at Bluebell, and you've probably seen other settings. I know you've had your work experience. But do you think in general there's anything that nurseries can do to encourage more men to come into the industry?
I think as a male, like, perspective, like, in my heart, if somebody never mentioned the job, about Bluebell wanting like men to work within the setting, because I know like that they were big for it at the time. They wanted a male to work within the company and things. If I didn't know that, and say that it came up on a job website, I'd see it as a job for like a woman to do, just down to how it's always been. Like, I think I speak to a lot of my friends, and obviously, we're only young ourselves, 22, 23, and they see it as like they see it as a woman's job still, even though I'm doing it. And I've asked that, I've spoke to them. Would you be interested? I've asked a few of my friends, because obviously we've had we've got a few nurseries in the group. So I've asked a few of my friends if they'd be interested in doing it, because I enjoy it and stuff. But I think you've got to be a certain kind of person. And I think males find it harder to let themselves like come in and like do the dirty things, like, you know, changing nappies. I think I think that's what kind of turns them off, the idea of doing the job. I think you've kind of just got to throw yourself in, like 100%, just go for it. Kind of just got to, you know, like this morning I was dressed as an elf walking down the street to advertise our Christmas fair. But you kind of just got to throw yourself into it. You got to go with it. You got to understand that, you know, you're helping the company. You're doing it all for the children. I mean, as soon as I dress up in the elf costume, I go walk into the room. All the children are like smiling, laughing. They're all like, "You got to see Santa. You got to see Santa." And you know, it gives them something to talk about, and they go home and tell the parents. And I've had a child say that he's going to make me an elf biscuit at home. And
oh, lovely.
Yeah, like I think. I think we probably worry about what our friends will say too much.
Yeah.
because it is hard, like being a male, and when you're always around males and things, and they're like, oh, you do this as a job, and they might work on a building site where it's all males, but you work with all women.
Yeah.
I think people get the wrong perception, and they think the job's easy and stuff, but it's far from it. I learned it's far from easy. It's very mentally draining, but it's so rewarding at the same time.
Absolutely. I think that's what people tend to forget. You know, you're giving all that emotion, and sometimes when you're tired or maybe you're having a bad time, and you've still got to go in there smiling, happy, you've still got to be there for the children.
It rubs off on the children. You know, if you walk in with a big smile, they'll have a big smile. If you walk in upset and you look sad, they can feel it, and they'll ask you themselves, especially in like my room, they'll say, oh, why are you upset? Why are you sad? And, you know, you just got to put a smile on your face, work with them, and then obviously you've got to kind of just leave your problems at home.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's good in some occasions, because, you know, you come to work, you can completely switch off from the outside world. You enjoy yourself at the time you're here with the other children, and then you go home and you've got to go back to your own problems. But,
yeah.
I mean, I just think males, like I said myself, I think we still see it as kind of a woman's a woman's job, and I think it is about breaking down boundaries. But I'm not, like, I don't know how to do that really, unless, you know, maybe like when people advertise it and stuff, they say males are welcome to, something like that, just to encourage them to come, because I think a lot of them just scroll down and just think,
So it's maybe a bit of positive discrimination almost, and as you say, just that sort of we are very welcome to the idea of having men come along.
I know like our settings, like that's what I mean, they were very into, they wanted a male to come and work, so that's but I heard it through a friend who told me about it. So unless you've got the friends in that do it, then the males won't really hear that they want males to come in.
It's making that first step, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it might be that things like having work experience and sort of saying to, you know, all the 16-year-olds that are going out on their work experience, well, everybody's got to go and try going into a nursery or doing
maybe that'll help. Experience, like I say, even at that time, it was very strange for like me to go there. Like I say, my friends again were like, I got to work in a nursery. But it was something I wanted to try. And I'm glad I did. It gave me a little bit of insight in what I was going to come into in later life, obviously. And maybe if they advertise it to the males a bit more, like at work experience, maybe if they just say to a couple of them, could you just try this out? You know, it's only two weeks. It's not it's not anything. And like work experience most of the time is just working. I'd say very rarely, like my group of friends have gone into the same job as they did the work experience anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just literally 2 weeks, just trying a job, more just getting into the routine of having a job. So they try it in a nursery. It's not going to harm them. And like I say, they never know what might pop up a couple of years down the line.
Yeah, and they might find that they're absolutely suited to it. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so that's what I mean. Yeah, some people's personalities are suited to working in a nursery. I see some of my friends playing with their little nephews and nieces and things like that, and I'm like, you know, that's all you've really got to do in a nursery, just make sure they're laughing and enjoying themselves.
Absolutely. And I mean, and again, it's that emotional bond. And as you say, if you can see adults getting on with children, and you can tell, can't you? You can see that they've got that natural interaction, that they're willing to get down on the floor and get covered in glitter or, you know, whatever it happens to be. They're willing to do that. Yeah. You can see that.
I feel like that, like myself, and I feel like more males are probably known to doing that, you know, going and getting their hands a bit more dirtier than some women. You know, like I've been out there digging in mud with them, you know, like in November and things, getting filthy. And, you know, I don't mind, you know, I put shaving foam on my face all the time for them all to pretend I'm Santa and stuff. I don't mind things like that. Some women might be a bit, you know, step back a bit. And I feel like males just throw themselves into it. It's just a bit of dirt. Let's just get on with it.
I think it needs a wide variety of different personalities, men and women, to give children all those different experiences. Because if we're all the same, then they're not getting that range of experiences, are they? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that's very true in general, anyway, but specifically for men. So, if you were a man just listening to the podcast and you were just sort of thinking, well, I'm still not too sure, I kind of enjoy it and I know I like it, playing with my nieces and nephews, but I'm still not too sure, what would your advice be about getting into that role, about getting into the sector?
I'd like if they were listening to it, obviously before work experience as a young, I'd say try and do it as a work experience thing. Mm-hmm. Test yourself at it and see if it's something you could see yourself doing, because I only feel like you reap benefits and rewards from it. Like I've helped a child help them potty train. At the end of 2 weeks, when they've walked to the toilet themselves and they go on the toilet, it's like the most rewarding thing you can see, because you know you've helped them gain something that they'll need for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, a lifelong skill, absolutely.
Yeah, and things like that, that's what make the job. You know, you might have a bad couple of weeks, but then when you see like your key child do something like that, mm-hmm. and you can tell their parent, oh, they've had no accidents today.
Yeah,
it's very rewarding. I just feel like don't be worried about what your friends might say and things like that. Just throw yourself into it and enjoy yourself, because at the end of the day, it's your life. It's not your friends. You know, they might make fun a little bit. They might have a little joke about it, but at the end of the day, you're doing something that you're really going to enjoy and that you will learn a lot from. Because you know, most people will have children as they grow up, and it'll always help them in that field.
Very true.
You get a lot of you can get a lot of qualifications and go on to many more things from it.
Yeah.
It's not just working maybe in a nursery. You know, you can be the manager of the nursery one day.
Mm-hmm. And you can see lots of people that branch out into different areas as well. They might go on to do, you know, educational psychology or physiotherapy, or as a result of what they've seen within the nursery. And I certainly know lots of people who have been Senkos who've gone on to do specialist things as well afterwards.
Yeah, so. That's what I mean. You know, you gain experience in a nursery, then you get the qualifications and things, and then all sorts of avenues open up. And I didn't realise how many avenues open up as soon as you get all the qualifications and things like that. There's so many different things you can do from that and having the experience of working with children. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like just taking a risk, because I feel like males see it as a risk when they've got to do it. But I did at first. I thought, oh, I'm not too sure. And then after 2 weeks, I thought, that's brilliant.
Yeah, so it is. You've just got to be brave, and as you say, just take that risk, haven't you? Just try it and see.
It's something like, it's still, a lot of people say it's something a lot different for men like to do it, but you know, I feel like you've got to knock down them barriers, and you know, let's get more males into the workplace, and you know, it only helps the children. Parents, like I said, I think parents are very understanding these days. Mm-hmm. Probably to like a few years ago, it's a bit more common to see a male than what it was, and I feel like you don't have to worry about anything like that. Just throw yourself into it and enjoy yourself, because it's a good job, like I said.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right. It's about the children, isn't it, as well, giving them that breadth of knowledge and that breadth of experience, and having somebody different there, somebody to look up to who's a male, rather than just hearing females all the time. Fantastic stuff. So how can people find out more about Bluebell House Nurseries and the Learning Curve group as well?
So, well, we have obviously we have the website, learningcurvenursery.co.uk, and then that opens up onto all of our nurseries that we have available. So we have Bluebell Lodge, Shepherd Lodge, Clifton Lodge, and then our newest one, Butterfly Lodge, that will be opening at Easter. Mm-hmm. And then obviously we have the telephone number. Most people use the internet these days to find out. But we have an open door policy as well within the nursery, where parents can come in and see the nursery around, like have a look around the nursery at any time of the day, which is a very good thing. And then obviously for people to get into the job, or you know, all you've got to do these days is hand the CV in. To obviously the office, the manager, and something might come from that.
Yeah. So the Butterfly one's opening Easter 2015.
Yeah, around about Easter, yeah.
That's super. And whereabouts is that going to be?
That's going to be, I'm not sure of the street. It's only about 10 minutes from Bluebell itself.
So it's still going to be in Blackpool.
It's going to be in Blackpool. Yeah, they're all, yeah.
So you'll be near then, if any men want to come and have a chat with you and ask you about your experiences and have a look around, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. Like I, you know, if any males are interested in Blackpool area of getting a job within a nursery, I'd happily speak to them about it and help them out on the way, you know, to getting a job, because I feel like it'll only help the nursery, help the children learning, and like the parents as well.
Oh, that's very generous of you, Stephen. Thank you very much indeed. That's really good of you.
Well, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you so much for absolutely fascinating interview. It's really interesting to hear about young men coming in, and I'm thrilled that you've got such a good role in there. I'm particularly interested about your comments on positive discrimination and you know, the way that your friends see your role and the way that society, as you say, still sees the role. But I think that's really, really good advice about just give it a try, have a go, and you never know, you might really enjoy it. So thank you very, very much indeed for joining me today, Stephen.
No worries. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for speaking to me.
Oh, no, it's been absolutely fascinating. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And do join me again for the next podcast about men in childcare.